This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Time for sports. Lena beat Francesca Schiavone. Why do I? Schiavone. Well, she lost in two sets today to win the French Open Women's Championship. Lena becomes the first singles player from China to ever win a Grand Slam tournament. NPR's Mike Pesca joins us. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
Lena was pretty convincing, wasn't she?
She has a great and exciting game because there's nothing really that stands out about it except how overall solid she is. And she is so fast. She gets to all these balls. And so even on a surface that she herself admitted wasn't her best, clay, she said, I didn't think I could win on clay. Mm-hmm. She makes every game, she makes winning a possibility in every game. And I do think that this is something of a watershed moment because, like you said, no Chinese national has ever won a Grand Slam single event. From the time we woke up this morning to now, I think we have a new, either most or one of the most popular female athletes on the planet. And I just say that because China gets behind their athletes. They always vote the basketball player Yao Ming onto the all-star team, even when he's hurt and doesn't play. I was just looking at Lena's Wikipedia page. It's up to 7,500 words, which is like 3,000 more than Martina Hingis, a slightly more accomplished tennis player. So I think Lena is going to be a marketing sensation. And she has a great personality. She speaks English. She's funny. She thanked the ball boys in victory. How often do you see that?
Yeah. Well, all right. Good. Well, good to have her there in the top tier. Of course, in the men's semifinal yesterday, Roger Federer seemed to turn back the clock back to 2007. Novak Djokovic hadn't lost in what, 5 months?
It was 43 straight, which was a record. And so everyone had said, well, we're not going to get another great Rafael Nadal versus Roger Federer finals. But guess what? We are, because Federer showed that thunderous serve and showed that he hasn't slipped that much. And these pairings between Nadal and Federer, they're almost always amazing tennis matches. Federer, obviously the greatest tennis player of all time, but there is an asterisk there. If you're a Nadal fan, you will point out that Nadal has beat him twice as much as Federer has beaten Nadal, but then the Federer defenders will say, yes, but that's because most of those Nadal victories have come on clay, and Nadal could very well be, I think there's no debate, greatest clay player of all time.
And to keep up the theme of older men, aging athletes behaving well, hey, Dirk Nowitzki, NBA Finals, he sunk the final basket to cap off a real fourth quarter comeback by the Dallas Mavericks. Miami Heat had been up by 15 points. The question is, can they do it for three more games?
I think that they can. I'm not sure that they will, but I think that this certainly hurts Miami's confidence because LeBron James and Dwayne Wade seem to think with about 6 or 7 minutes left in that game, wow, we're going up 2-0. We're halfway to the NBA championship. Now, analysis of that game is very much like a Rorschach test. It's really the basketball equivalent of glass half full or half empty to ask, as many people have, was that a Mavericks comeback or a Heat collapse? It was obviously parts of both. Mm-hmm. But the fact that the Heat just couldn't score, really only 3 points in the last 7 minutes, and the fact that LeBron James decided to do all the scoring for his team instead of involving his teammate Dwayne Wade, who had 36 points up to that point, that does pose a problem for the future of the Heat.
Yeah. We can't leave basketball this week without noting the retirement of Shaquille O'Neal.
He leaves us speechless, even though he's almost never. Shaquille O'Neal was a great basketball player. If you look at the stats, fifth all-time on scoring and great rebounder. But what a personality.
Yeah.
What a genuinely funny guy. And even though he did quasi-apologize for the horrible movies he starred in over the years, like Kazam and Steel, he is the kind of guy that you're going to want to see be in the public eye. During his retirement speech, he did thank his dad, an Army sergeant, profusely, and said, Dad, if I had listened to you and learned to shoot free throws better, I might be number one on the all-time scoring list. But he had fun playing basketball, and we had fun watching him, and he gave lie to that old Will Chamberlain quote that nobody roots for Goliath.
NPR's Mike Pesca, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.